I'll tell you
made
what.
me, that made my day.
Yeah, I just realized is I caught you. Oh, yeah, I caught you.
In a?
I just caught you.
In what?
You said the 49ers. I said, what's going to be different this year? And you said it's got to be execution. So that tells me they didn't execute last year, which means you agree with me. They didn't deserve to win because they didn't execute.
No, Stoney,
yeah.
it's in totality. Obviously, you get to the Super Bowl, you executed. But I have questions, and now no Greenlaw. I know I sound like a broken record, but it's real. No Greenlaw. Call me Darryl Young because Steve Young was honest. The division's better. No Greenlaw. No Hufanga. You got a rookie on the offensive line. We'll see, you know, how he pans out. But I just know it's going to be more naturally, organically different trying to stay healthy and win games. That's all. It's naturally going to be a bear. So I don't believe in the Super Bowl hangover. You tell me what you think for a loser. That's relegated
do.
For the winner.
Well,
because to me, Chiefs if I won, lose, well, Donnie, we're going to be focused and locked in. That's going to be our incentive.
Well, how do you explain the Chiefs last year?
Well, that was...
They went back-to-back.
Well, they did.
So they didn't have a hangover.
But it was constipated. Their offense was constipated at the end to where... Remember, they lost to the Raiders at home, and people were doubting them because they didn't have the personnel. Now they got some youngsters. They got some guys that your boy Patrick Mahomes, Steph Curry can throw to.
How are you going to beat the Chiefs if they still have Patrick Mahomes and he's the best player on the field?
Well, we got to be real now. Tom Brady did it in the Super Bowl. I know Mahomes and Andy had a decimated O-line.
That's my point.
If Joe Burrow beat him one year.
If the 49ers go up against Burrow or they go up against Patrick Mahomes.
You got to convert the third and four that you had in the Super Bowl, which would have essentially won you the game. You got to block. You let McDuffie
or whoever. That's not Kyle Shanahan, is it?
Then who? You got me thinking. Who would you say?
It's the player who missed the assignment.
Or is it Brock pre-snap knowing this dude is unaccounted for? Or I know he's coming. I'll dial something.
Okay,
up.
It's Brock Purdy.
No, I don't know.
Okay, I'll say. Well, let's say it's Brock Purdy. And then I would say, well,
I just tell you
what do you expect from a guy who's only started 20 games?
I'll tell you what I'm really trying to say, Stein, and I'm fired up for football starting tomorrow. They're not asking these questions in Dallas. They're not asking these questions in Chicago. It's assumed that the Niners are going to be there. And my to answer your question, that's what it's called, execution. Don't tell me the Chiefs, just because they show up, are going to kick your ass. You've had nine quarters of Super Bowl play with the Chiefs, and I think the Niners were the better team, seven of them. But they got two L's.
Okay, so what does that mean now? Like, what does that mean? Does it, it can't matter anymore.
You make that block on third and four, third and two.
So I don't get it.
That's what I guess. Right. I'm being
so
proactive.
How much longer are we going to talk about the plays that didn't go our way in 19 and in 2023 in the Super Bowl? Maybe that's what we're headed for this year.
So you think I'm holding on to it?
Yes.
But what about Kyle in those losses? You think deep down in his gut, that's what's getting him up? And he's thinking about driving to the facility. I know he's prepping for the Jets, but Stoney, I guess as a collective, the team has to be thinking about. And that's why Kittle's told us, hey, it's Super Bowl. Fred Warner, 54. I love Steve Young. He's been there. It's happened to him. I don't think it's crazy as a fan, Stoney, to think, you know what? I'd rather get my ass kicked in a big game like Buffalo than lose one that we thought we should have won. Those stay with you, I believe.
I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. If you lose, you lose in the Super Bowl. And the 49ers, like, the one thing, they didn't play. I don't know, man. They just did not. If you look at that team, throughout the playoffs, they didn't deserve to win a Super Bowl last year. So how can they be better in the playoffs than they were last year? And it's not just the Super Bowl game. It's the Packers, Lions, and Chiefs. You take those three games, the 49ers did not look like they looked the first 15 weeks of the season. Why? And how do you change that?
Question.
How do you change that?
We'll be joined by Matt Barrows from The Athletic, Donnie. I believe that's what time, 11?
11 o'clock, yeah. Matt Barrows.
We can ask him that.
From The Athletic.
Or I will. I'm just curious.
Ask him what?
Just why they looked so pedestrian last year offensively in the playoffs. Or since, as you pointed out, the Baltimore game.
Maybe they're built for the regular season.
I'm going to rebuke that, because when you get to, we're focused on the two Super Bowls, but when you get to four NFC championship games, Donnie, and have 10-point, well, they didn't have 10-point lead against Philly, but I don't buy that. This team could easily have a ring. And I'm just going back to, you know, NFL Network showing the Chiefs Niners last night, to where you could, you know, that's not too far fetched. They had a lead, partner.
Right, but they didn't deserve to win the game. Like, I don't believe, like, okay, San Francisco 49er fans, because you can't, in order to win a Super Bowl, a lot of times you got to play your best game of the year. That wasn't even close to their best game of the year. They didn't play their best football in the playoffs.
Wow.
So, to me, I think 49er fans, did you guys deserve to win the Super Bowl last year? Did you deserve it? I don't think you deserved it.
And you're just basing that on the Super Bowl itself, Stoney? Because if you throw in Green Bay and Detroit, you're right.
Well enough in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I do not believe 49er fans believe they deserved to win the Super Bowl. They may think we didn't make enough plays and we let it get away. But if you let it get away, you don't deserve to win the game. You got to play four quarters, and you got to play four quarters when you're playing Patrick Mahomes, and they didn't.
Even when you come out of halftime and pick off the great Patrick Mahomes and you have a lead, but you do nothing with it?
Yes. You know, Kansas City's got a defense, too. Oh, Did anybody think Kansas City's defense might be better than the Niners?
Wow.
And the other thing is, maybe the reality of the situation is when you get deep into the playoffs, or you get into the playoffs, you better have a stud quarterback. A big boy stud quarterback.
Are you ready to say the Niners have that, or you need to see more from Brock?
Well, they didn't have it last year. Brock Purdy didn't make plays last year that, to me...
But he was in the MVP race up until
I'm talking about the big games. I'm talking about the playoffs.
Right.
You know what? If you guys are going to just talk about Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, we got to win Super Bowl, then you know what? To hell with the regular season. 12-5.
That's how I feel.
So what? Who cares if you went 12-5? It's about winning a Super Bowl.
But that, Stoddy, that's a good. That's not. I know you take it as a bad thing or somebody being, feeling. What word am I looking for? Entitled. But those are good things when you're like, wake me up when the regular season's over. When you have a team that is getting so close like they have, but can't get it done. Okay. Now, don't get me wrong, a win against the Jets Monday night.
Quit crying about it, for God's sakes. Come back, lace up your cleats.
What goes away once the season starts?
No, it's not. Oh, yeah, okay.
Seriously.
Okay.
We're going to come in here and process and digest what we saw weekly. But in the end result is, okay, yeah, we'll have that real conversation after the term paper is turned in.
You're going to bring up the Super Bowl all season long. I'm not saying you shouldn't.
No, but I don't think I will.
Yeah, you will. And so will other 49er fans.
I'm going to chart it. Like, I really, once the season starts, you kind of put that to the side. That's what the offseason's about.
Well,
like, we're days away from me saying, you're going to do Emmanuel Sanders. That's done.
No, it's not.
I think when the Jets kick off, we go all in on the season. And then when the term paper is finished, and that's the finality of the season and how it finishes, Then we add that to that conversation. That's just me. You think I'm a charting?
You're going to bring it up all the time. Steiny, this team, they've gotten so close before. They let one slip away last year. I'm just saying. And
I gotta be careful here.
Why?
I'm in a good mood.
You can be in a good mood.
No, I'm just thinking of...
But you're in a good mood, but you keep saying it's going to be harder and you're scared and injuries and the age.
No, I just think of lovemaking. And you talk about your last lovemaking session opposed to your best session you ever had or your worst. It's all...
You sit in traffic now, But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Always the reset. And that's what the Jets symbolize to me. And then the game after, you focus on the last session. So I will not bring up the Super Bowl, Stani.
Of course you will. That's preposterous.
I'm shocked that you think I'm going to do that during the season. That's what this
offseason
is about.
I'm shocked that you think you won't.
Oh, I know I won't. Okay. I'm not programmed like that. It's the last session that we discuss.
So after harping on it all summer, it stops on Monday.
Right, because you got a new season.
Okay.
You get it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm shocked.
No, okay. No, I believe
I'm
you.
I'm going to chart it.
No, I believe you. Really, right. I do. Johnny's in San Jose. Johnny, do you believe it? You believe Guru's not going to talk about the 49ers letting it slip away between now and February?
No, because Guru is always taking new information every day, right? He's always reassessing.
New. So, yeah. Keyword
I don't
new.
That.
Yeah. Keyword. Oh. Wow.
Yeah. What do you got, buddy?
I do believe that the Niners deserve to win that Super Bowl last time around.
Wow.
I think without a fumble from the best running back in the league, without a missed opening field goal, without a punt that hit our coverage guy, the ball did not bounce our way that game. And they scored enough points. I don't know why it always comes down to the offense. Why do we not put any on the defense? We had a lead going into the fourth quarter, the last two Super Bowls, and our defense choked. So why is it always on the offense? Why is it always on Kyle? I don't believe that.
Can I say something to you?
I like it.
The defense kept the Kansas City Chiefs out of the end zone on the final drive of regulation that got you to overtime. So to say the defense let you down, I see it a total different way. They picked off Mahomes after halftime, and what did the great Niner offense do? They punted,
Guru, but they also missed a field goal that would have won them a Super Bowl.
Moody missed early.
Oh, wow.
I appreciate you guys.
No, thanks, Johnny. Appreciate the call.
Like the defense, that was their best
Christian
performance
McCaffrey
of the playoffs.
Fumbled in the Super Bowl.
He did. And Kittle
as
was running
they were,
material and didn't fall on it.
He fumbled deep in the Chiefs' territory.
But that's, I'm going you. Stop.
That's why you don't win Super Bowls.
No doubt. All right.
Period.
But the old Steinmetz I know says, Guru, that was in the first quarter.
It doesn't matter.
And they built up a 10-point lead after that.
Right. But it doesn't mean that opportunity vanishes. Well, Christian McCaffrey fumbled in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Kittle didn't fall on that ball.
Yeah.
Moody missed the field goal. Bosa gets beat twice
crashing
by Mahomes.
Oh my gosh.
How is this on Kyle Shanahan? And I'm not saying he doesn't bear the responsibility that any coach would bear in a Super Bowl loss, but look at this weaponry. Look at the core eight that everybody loves. Purdy, McCaffrey, Kittle, Ayuk, Debo, Trent Williams, Bosa.
They didn't have
none of them had a great game. None of them.
Wow.
So how do you get them to play better in the postseason? I don't know. I think the players got to step up. That's just me. But
I hear you.
The other thing is that whether you like it or not, you were playing Mahomes.
See,
and he is. Michael Jordan. You said it yourself. You're watching it. Steph Curry.
No doubt.
Okay, then take it light, bro. You just lost to Patrick Mahomes. No biggie.
But I'm going
to try to get back there next year.
The Cavs came back on a Steph Curry-led team down 3-1 because they took advantage of opportunities.
Right, and they also got a player suspended. Mm. And the 49ers were whole last year. They were whole.
Hey, Steiny, I love this conversation. I don't think it's going anywhere, but I'll just double back to you thinking I'm going to bring this Super Bowl back up once the season starts. I'm not. I just want to throw this question to you and Niner fans. And I know we got the summit coming up. I can't wait. Do you think I'm the only guy in the Bay affiliated with the Niners or at 95.7 The Game that's concerned about one Christian McCaffrey's calf barking before the season starts? Do you think that's just me needing somebody to talk to?
That's you.
You're not concerned at all about that?
No. It's football. It's football. He said 2 weeks ago he could have played if he needed to. It was all precaution.
All right.
I mean, look, they're gonna suffer injuries. Every pro team does. So,
a lot of people, Veggie Delight on the YouTube chat, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union, Donnie. It's on the players. Kyle did miss a block.
I tend to agree with that. Jonathan's in San Leandro. What's up, Jonathan? How you doing, man?
Hey, just getting in on my lunch break. You gave the bait, and I had to take it, Donnie. I'm sorry. You used the word deserve.
Yes.
What do you mean when a team deserves to win the Super Bowl? And I know I don't think we the term deserve, but I'll let you answer that, and then I'll go from there.
I don't think the 49ers played well enough to win a Super Bowl. They could have won it if they got a break or two or made a play or two, but they didn't. And if you look at the 49ers season in total, that game against the Chiefs was completely average. They played a completely average game, at least on offense.
Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah. Okay, that's my answer.
No, I understand, and I totally agree, Stani. I'm a big fan of yours, and you have made my sports point of view. You have altered it to a way you think quite a bit, and I love it. I think the variables inside of that game were, you know, the key things that, you know, Brandon Ayuk didn't really come with it. There were some, you know, missed blocks, and I know the holding, you know, whether you believe it or not, when you really do look at it, you know, there were some holding calls that weren't called. I get that. And then let's not even talk about overtime, because just the fact that, you know, we didn't even know the rules going into, well, remembering the rules, maybe, if you will. And I guess, you know, I'm full circle. I guess, no, we didn't deserve it, because we didn't win it, but I do think we deserve to have been there because of our wins, whether they were close, far, in between. You know, I do think we deserve, though. But again, this offseason, though, the way that this team has been coming across, I'm sorry, guys, taking the time.
No.
I just don't think we're really going into a deserving season the way we've acted during our offseason. I know a lot of guys like Kittle, who, thank God, has been Super Bowl or bust, but some of the actions, they stink.
Wow, that's a four. Steiny, you're a big fan.
Young Whale saying to me on the YouTube chat, so Steiny, if the 49ers win the Super Bowl, would they have deserved it? Yes, because if they won the Super Bowl, they would have made at least a few more plays.
And they had the plays, like, we could just talk about five that happened, you know? So when I look at that, I just focus on that said game like, wow. And Steiny, our guy Austin San Jose, one more. Steiny, it wasn't just about, he didn't say Steiny, wasn't just about Mahomes. Give the Chiefs defense some damn credit as well. And Kelce showed why Kittle is not in his league. I don't agree with that.
Of course not.
But they feature Kittle. I mean,
Kelce.
How many times do we see Kittle drop balls? We don't. And I'm not going to keep, I didn't tell you guys what I did Friday. I left you at the cafeteria. I went on the, boy, I just getting old, man. I feel bad. No, seriously, somebody come slap me right now. Slap me for what I'm doing.
It was a podcast, right?
Yeah, I can't remember the name. And they just put the video out. Can you talk while I look at it? What kind of salesman am I? Come on, goo. It's the summit. I'm putting too much pressure on myself. Hold on, Steiny, talk. That is sad,
Evan, what's he trying to remember?
The name of the podcast. They were great to me.
Hall of Fame?
Oh, is it the
Happy Hour podcast? Look, my guys, went on Friday. We had a great conversation about the Bay and the Niners. And I said, oh, boy. No, seriously, this is Spadoni laughing. I'm having a meltdown, Steiny. What did I say?
Get it out before the summit.
Yeah. Dude, What's Kaiser's number? I need the point. Steiny, what did I say to him?
I have no idea.
Oh, it was about Kansas City's defense. You got to. No, it was about Kittle. The great John Taylor told Bonte right. and I at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame event last year, Steiny, this year, that he wants to see Kittle featured more in the passing game.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.